It is the final in Morris, 2-0 after three. Minnesota Morris beats Westminster. The final 16-0 there. It is the final in Menominee. Stout has defeated Whitewater today. Huge win for Stout at home, 29-27. In a wide open WIAC this year. We'll have a rundown of the regional scoreboard. Get some more game reports, including Concordia at Sioux Falls today. My good friend Tom Frederick, the longtime voice of the Cougars, will join us a little bit later on. But we need to do another deep dive on the Big Ten, the top 25, the Missouri Valley. How did the Tommies do today? Here's Jonathan Lowell.
Oh, Steve, this is it's getting a little bit more interesting in a couple of games here in the late afternoon hours on this wonderful, beautiful college football Saturday in the fall, y'all. That's right. These games are here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten, where it is night and day in the second half at the Coliseum in L.A. Number 4 Penn State was down 20-6 at the half. They have scored two touchdowns in the third quarter. It is late in the third, about a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, and it is tied. Penn State, USC tied at 20. Penn State has the ball first and 10 on their 17 after receiving a punt. So they'll have a chance to go into the lead, I believe, for the first time since early on in the game. They had a 3-0 lead early in the game, and then USC rolled off 20 points in a row. Now Penn State looking to get back to a tie. It is very close now in Champaign. Number 23, Illinois, had a 27-3 lead the last time we spoke. Now it is early fourth quarter, and Illinois leads Purdue 27-20. Purdue has scored 17 points in the third quarter to close the gap. And again, this is a touchdown game. Illinois has the ball around midfield as they just started the fourth quarter in Champaign. Could the fighting Brett Bielema's be in a little bit of trouble? Earlier today, it was Iowa getting the 4-2 on the season drop, and Washington to 4-3 with an easy runaway 40-16 win at Kinnick Stadium. In Piscataway, Wisconsin, they get 14 points in the first, third, and fourth quarters and roll over Rutgers 42-7. Last night, Northwestern went out east to College Park and defeated Maryland 37-10. Both teams now 3-3 on the season. Tonight, the big showdown. In college football, number 2 Ohio State at number 3 Oregon. That game about 90 minutes from kicking off on your local NBC networks. That's right. You can go to Care 11 and watch that if you really want to. Also tonight, big one for the Gophers as they try to get above 500. They're 3-3 right now. They're trying to beat UCLA at the Rose Bowl. That game, 8 o'clock tonight on Big Ten Network. So the Gophers with a late night game. After taking on USC in a late one last week over at Huntington Bank Stadium. To the top 25 scoreboard. It's the end of three quarters at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. The 22nd-ranked Panthers trying to get to 6-0. They lead Cal 17-9. Cal hanging in there after almost defeating Miami last week. If they hadn't kind of blown it in the fourth quarter, Cal would have pulled off a big upset over one undefeated ACC team. Maybe they pull off the upset over the other undefeated ACC team. Also going on right now, number 11 Notre Dame. At the end of three, no trouble with Stanford, 42-7 in South Bend. At the Cotton Bowl, the Red River rivalry updated. It is late in the third quarter, and number 1 Texas leading number 18 Oklahoma, 21-3. No points in the third quarter as of yet, but Texas is driving and into Oklahoma territory. It is underway in the third quarter in Provo. Number 14, BYU leading Arizona 24-7. At the half in Athens, number 5, Georgia is up on Mississippi State 27-10. From earlier today, number 10, Clemson, they have gotten back on the right track in a big way. They are now 5-1 on the season after defeating Wake Forest 49-14. Number 21, Missouri, they get back on the winning track after losing last week. Win at UMass 45-3. Number 7, Alabama, had a tough time with South Carolina. They eke this out in the end and avoid a disastrous two-game stretch. 27-25 the final over the Gamecocks. Coming up in just a little while will be number 8, Tennessee, taking on Florida in Knoxville. It'll be number 9, Ole Miss, in the Bayou to take on number 13 LSU in Baton Rouge. Number 11 Iowa State will head to Morgantown to take on West Virginia. Number 18 Kansas State heads west into the mountains. They take on Coach Prime in Colorado in Boulder. Number 17 Boise State will be on the Big Island to take on the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. And then last night, number 16 Utah gets upset in Tempe. Arizona State wins 27-19 over the Utes. In the Missouri Valley, all these games have now gone final. North Dakota State wins in Carbondale over Southern Illinois 24-3. It was South Dakota winning 42-17 in Vermilion over Northern Iowa. South Dakota State wastes away Youngstown State 63-13 in Brookings. The Bison are now 6-1. The Coyotes are now 5-1. The Jackrabbits are now 5-1. And next week, everybody, next week, it's the battle for the border marker. North Dakota State, South Dakota State next week. A huge game for both the Jackrabbits and the Bison coming up next week. One other score to mention from the Pioneer League. The Tommies get another win. They get to 2-0 in the Pioneer League after defeating Marist in Poughkeepsie. 39-32 the final there. A wild one with a lot of scoring, especially late in that one. But the Tommies get the win, and again, they are 2-0 in conference as they are trying to build back some of that winning tradition that they know after having a rough start to the season.
All right, very good, Jonathan. We'll get another full scoreboard update following the weather at 5:30, and if we get any big developments, we'll jump in on that. If there's a major swing in momentum in the Red River rivalry, etc., or that Penn State-USC game, we'll certainly check in on that. We're going to get to the regional scoreboard in a moment. Northern Sun, MIAC, WIAC, UMAC, but we're going to start with some game reports right now, and that means the MIAC in a big one today. St. John's on the road at Concordia up in Moorhead, and a longtime contributor to the program, Jim Cello, joins us on the line. Jim, good to visit with you for another season.
Thank you, Steve. I think long time means he's really old and he's been there for many, many years. You and I both are that way. Once again, thanks for all you do. This is great. I enjoy, there's so many things going on. We also had a volleyball meet or match and a swimming meet. So there's so many things going on, but I love picking up the phone and dialing in and calling you guys to let everybody know about the games here up at Concordia. So we'll get right to it. It was a great game. I was surprised coming in because coming into the St. John's, St. Concordia game, you got St. John's ranked third in the country in one poll, fourth in the other. You've got a team, St. John's, who leads the country in sacks against a team, Concordia, who is dead last in sacks allowed. So in the works, you look at it and say, this could be a mismatch, but it was a great game. It went back and forth. Five tie scores. Cobbers never trailed until the final 2 minutes of the game, and when St. John's came through with a 76-yard TD pass from Aaron Severson to Dylan Wheeler, and that sealed the win for the Johnnies 38-31. Like I said, Concordia went up 3-0. St. John's tallied and came right back with a field goal and made it 3-3. Cobbers take a 10-3 lead with a Jordan Summers 2-yard run. Johnnies come right back down. Caden Wheeler, 4-yard pass from Aaron Severson. The Cobbers, right in the second quarter, both teams put up 21 points. They went back and forth. So it was tied at 24-24 going into the break. Cobbers get the only score of the third quarter, and that was a Owen Miller 15-yard pass from Cooper Mattern, and then the Johnnies finished it off with 14 unanswered of Marcelio Mendez, 23-yard pass from Severson, and then the big play with Dylan Wheeler. Stats were almost identical. Johnnies had 538 yards of total offense. Cobbers had 515, most of it through the air. Johnnies 399 through the air. Cobbers 396. Aaron Severson, like me, I think he's been at St. John's forever. He's 29 for 39 for 399 yards and 5 TDs. So if you're listening, I guarantee that he's probably going to be the MIAC Offensive Player of the Week. Cooper Mattern for the Cobbers, 25 for 40 for 396 and 3 TDs. which normally might be a really good chance to be a player of the week, but not this week. Receiving-wise, Jed Klang for the Cowboys caught two TDs, had six catches for 168 yards. Dylan Wheeler, two TDs, eight catches, 159 yards. And finally, we got to salute the kickers. Both kickers didn't miss an extra point. Connor Murphy for the Johnnies, Damian Silas for the Cowboys, and they both connected on their only field goal try. Cowboys are now 3-2 overall and 2-1 in the MIAC. Johnnies remain unbeaten at 5-0, and then they move to 3-0 in the MIAC. Johnnies are at Carleton next week, and the Cowboys travel down to St. Paul to play at Hamlin. So there you have it from Concordia Moore. Another beautiful day in Concordia, 65, no wind, sunny. So
that is a good day, Jim. Yep. All right, always good to hear from you, my friend, and hopefully we can do it again down the road.
Thanks again, Steve, for all you do.
There he is, Jim Sella from Concordia. Once again, St. John's beats the Cobbers 38-31. Other finals in the MIAC, Augsburg beat Hamlin 37-27. Bethel rolled over McAllister 59-0 in Arden Hills. In Northfield, the Goat Trophy on the line. Olies beat the Knights. St. Olaf wins at 19-13. We'll get a game report on that one. Gustavus beat St. Scholastica 51-13 in St. Peter. When we come back, we'll go to the Northern Sun. We got a game report. Concordia is St. Paul on the road at Sioux Falls. We'll run down all the scores there. We'll check the UMAC, and we'll go east to the St. Croix to the WIAC. Some big games and a huge win for Stout at home today in Menominee. All of that on the way on College Football Final here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll return to College Football Final in a moment, but first, MLB scoreboard update. The dream is over for the Tigers. They get beat by the Guardians 7-3 in Game 5 of their American League Division Series in Cleveland today. Once again, Guardians win it 7-3. They'll advance to the American League Championship Series. They will take on the New York Yankees. Meanwhile, the National League Championship Series is set. The L.A. Dodgers beat the San Diego Padres last night in Game 5. It'll be the Dodgers and the New York Mets. So the dream of a Subway Series is alive. I don't know if it's my dream, but there you have it. It'll be Guardians-Yankees in the AL, Mets-Dodgers in the NL. All right, let's get back to college football. We'll have another rundown of the Big Ten and top 25 scores here in about 10 minutes or so following the weather with Jonathan Lowe. So if you're looking for a score, Big Ten or top 25, we'll have it for you. Let's jump over to the Northern Sun. It was Northern State winning at UMD today, 24-21, tough loss for the Bulldogs there. Minnesota State, a winner on the road at MSU Moorhead, 24-19. Augustana won at Minot State, 20-7. That's a haul, Minot to Sioux Falls. That's a long bus ride, 6 hours maybe. Sioux Falls beat Concordia St. Paul 35-21. Game report momentarily. Winona State blew out Mary 48-7 in Winona today. Underway now, Wayne State at Southwest Minnesota State. Late first quarter, Wayne leading it 7-0. Let's jump back to Concordia St. Paul at Sioux Falls. The longtime voice of the Cougars, Tom Frederick, filed this report earlier.
The University of Sioux Falls defeated Concordia St. Paul 35-21 Saturday afternoon at Bob Young Field. Concordia opened the game on a 15-play drive, only to see a 47-yard field goal miss. At the end of one, it was nothing-nothing. The Bears went up on their third possession. Midway through the second quarter, Jalen Richardson, a one-yard plunge. The Cougars answered on a 49-yard run by their quarterback, Camden Dean, the Lakeville South junior. They threatened to score again just ahead of the half, but Dean was picked off in the end zone by Bear linebacker Ben Rail with 21 seconds to go. At halftime, Concordia had the time of possession, 23-7. They had run 38 plays to the Cougars 20, yet had outgained Sioux Falls only 152-146. Sioux Falls came out of halftime scoring quickly, twice to go up 21-7. Dylan Rudnigan out of New London, Minnesota, 11-yard run, and then Dean from 8 yards out on a scamper. Jalen Richardson answered with a 12-yard tally of his own to make it 21-14 at the end of three. Rudnigan took a screen pass 25 yards to the house, and then Christian Nash scored from 19 yards out as Sioux Falls went up 35-14 before Jackson Compton connected with Jalen Washington for a 32-yard score with 56 seconds to play to make it a 35-21 final. Sioux Falls outgained Concordia 441-393. Dean was 17 of 22 for 225 yards and a touchdown. Compton for Concordia, 22 of 34 for 267 yards and a touchdown. Dean led Sioux Falls in rushing, 6 carries, 74 yards, and the two scores on the ground. It was Jalen Richardson, 22 for 86 for Concordia, and 2 rushing touchdowns. Sioux Falls, 5-2 overall, 4-2 in the league, hosts UMD next Saturday. Concordia drops to 2-4 on the year, 2-3 in the league, and will entertain Moorhead on October 19th. This is Tom Frederick reporting from Sioux Falls.
All right, very good, Tom. Once again, longtime voice of the Cougars. Still does an outstanding job. He's one of the top play-by-play guys here in the Upper Midwest, for sure. It is 526 here at News Talk, 830-WCCL. Let's get you other scores out of the WIAC. Lacrosse loses for the second week in a row. Oshkosh wins it in Oshkosh, 34-33. Platteville beat River Falls, 28-7. Eau Claire rolls over Stevens Point, 41-0 in beautiful Eau Claire. And how about this? Stout beats Whitewater in Menominee, 29-27. That was a 2 o'clock start. Huge win for Stout today. 29-27, the final. That sets the stage for next week. Game on Friday, Stevens Point will visit Whitewater. And then on Saturday, Lacrosse at Eau Claire. That's an 11:30 start. At 1, Stout will be in River Falls. That's a good rivalry. And then Platteville at Oshkosh. That will be a 1:30 tilt there. Out of the UMAC today, Northwestern, a big win at home in Roseville over Greenville, 34-14. Martin Luther beat Crown in New Ulm, 30-14. And Morris beat Westminster in Morris today, 16-0. That game was 2-0 through three quarters of play. I kept checking and checking. A legit 2-0 after three. Morris puts two touchdowns on the board to pull away and win it in the fourth quarter. All right, let's jump back to the MIAC today. And Don Stoner joins us. And it was Augsburg at home today in Minneapolis against Hamlin, and the Aggies get the win. Don, good to visit with you again. You've been a longtime contributor on the program.
Very long. It's my 28th year here at Augsburg as SID. So, it's been quite a while. Busy day here at Augsburg with our 100th anniversary of intercollegiate athletics. Big celebration here for homecoming weekend. We also have four home events here on the Augsburg campus today, so it's been kind of a busy day. Aggies win 37-27 over Hamlin to retain the hammer, the traveling trophy between the two schools. The fifth straight year that Augsburg has won the hammer, and they've won 15 of the 19 games played for the Hammer Traveling Trophy over the past 19 years. Close game early on, and Hamlin actually led 14-7 after one quarter. Then Augsburg ran off 30 straight points over the second and third quarters to take a 37-14 lead. Entering the fourth quarter, scored on all first six drives of the game the Aggies scored on, 5 touchdowns and a field goal. And then Augsburg allowed Hamlin to score a couple of touchdowns late in the game in the fourth quarter, but the Aggies come out on top 37-27. Ryan Harvey, quarterback for Augsburg, missed a couple of games with injury, came back into the lineup, and completed 24 of 28 passes for 259 yards. 3 touchdowns going to Tyrone Wilson, two of them to Tyrone Wilson and one to C.J. Ritchie. Tyrone caught 5 passes for 53 yards. Alejandro Villanueva for Hamlin completed 16 of 24 passes for 293 yards, had a 65-yard touchdown pass to Denari Adams, and then he also caught a touchdown pass on a halfback option from Dawson Schaefer in the fourth quarter. Nicholas Vaskill for Hamlin rushed 12 times and gained a pair of touchdowns. Defensively for Augsburg, Joe Zacco with 11 tackles, Darnell Harper with 7, and Corey Zacharias and Aliyah Gingras for Hamlin, each with 9 tackles. The Aggies back in action next week at Bethel in Arden Hills, and Hamlin will take on Concordia Moorhead at home.
Well, Don, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time. I know you're extremely busy. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and halftime of women's soccer, Concordia and Augsburg 0-0. Concordia plays Augsburg's men's soccer team at 7 o'clock, and St. Olaf plays Augsburg in volleyball here at Augsburg, also at 7 o'clock. Homecoming day.
So do you have a cot, or how do your sleeping arrangements go? You must be there morning, noon, and night.
Well, let's see. I got here at 9 this morning. I'll probably leave at about 11 or so at night.
Yeah,
it's been a long and preparing for our 100th anniversary celebration. We had a big celebration this afternoon, complete with videos and other things. And Devin George, Augsburg alum, came back to speak to the crowd. So it's been a pretty busy day around here and pretty busy last couple of months getting ready for everything. That's part of small college athletics.
Well, Don, you do a phenomenal job. Take care.
I'm aspiring to be mediocre.
There he is, Don Stoner, Augsburg, reporting on the big win over Hamlin today, 37-27, 100 years of athletics at Augsburg. Good stuff. St. John's wins at Concordia, 38-31. Bethel beat McAllister, 59-0. Austin LaJesse with a full game report following the weather here on College Football Final. That's coming up momentarily. St. Olaf, they get the gold trophy, beating Carleton 19-13 in the Battle of Northfield. And Gustavus beat St. Scholastica 51-13 today. As I mentioned, the weather, another rundown of the Big Ten, the top 25, the regional scoreboard. Who knows? Some more game reports as well here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Coming up, we'll get game reports. Big win for Bethel today in Arden Hills, and the GOAT Trophy on the line in Northfield. Those game reports momentarily, but first, another rundown of the Big Ten, the top 25, the Missouri Valley, and how did the Tommies do today? Here's Jonathan Lowe.
Thank you very much, Steve, and let's get it rolling on this beautiful, wonderful, sun-filled Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. We get it rolling in the Big Ten. Halfway through the fourth quarter at the Coliseum, USC and Penn State tied at 23. The fourth-ranked Nittany Lions trying to come back after being down by 10 at the half. I'm sorry, by 14 at the half, and they are trying to hold off USC right now, who has the ball around the Penn State 35. Both teams just exchanged field goals a little bit ago. So again, 23-23, 7 minutes to play at the LA Coliseum. It is 5 minutes to go in Champaign. Number 23, Illinois, with an ad stat update. They get in the end zone, and the Illini lead Purdue now 40-28, extra point pending. Purdue was on a huge comeback after being down big in the first half, but unfortunately, it looks like the Illini will pull this off. Again, they just scored, so number 23, Illinois, looks to get to 5-1 on the season. Finals from earlier in the day, it is Iowa defeating Washington at Kinnick Stadium, 40-16. Wisconsin goes on the road and beats Rutgers 42-7. Games coming up in a little bit. Number 2, Ohio State, will be at number 3, Oregon. That starts in just under an hour. Minnesota will be on the West Coast tonight at the Rose Bowl, taking on UCLA. That game kicks off around 8 o'clock. Last night it was Northwestern going to College Park and beating Maryland 37-10. To the top 25 scoreboard, and it is late in the fourth quarter in Pittsburgh. The 22nd-ranked Panthers trying to hold off Cal and stay undefeated. 2 minutes to go at the two-minute timeout, two-minute stoppage, whatever you want to call that. 15-17, Cal with the ball, 39 on Pittsburgh's 24, down 2 points, so a field goal puts them ahead. Again, with two minutes remaining, Pitt, again, trying to get to 6-0 on the season, stay undefeated in the SEC. There's a delay, a weather delay going on in South Bend. Notre Dame, no problem with Stanford right now. The 11th-ranked Irish leading 42-7 in the fourth quarter. In Dallas at the Cotton Bowl, it is midway through the fourth quarter. Number 18, Oklahoma, just may not be in the cards for them today. They're losing the Red River rivalry to number 1, Texas right now, 27-3. Oklahoma does have the ball, but they have a huge mountain to climb and a huge, it would be a historic comeback if they came back at this point. Number 14, BYU at the end of three, leading Arizona and Provo, 27-10. It is midway through the third quarter in Athens. Number 5, Georgia, up on Mississippi State, 34-17. Finals from the day, Clemson stays number 10. They may move up in the rankings a little bit after they basically pull away from Wake Forest in the second quarter and the second half. 49-14 the final there for the 10th-ranked Tigers. Number 21, Mizzou, goes on the road to UMass, wins easily 45-3. Number 7, Alabama, had to fight off South Carolina tooth and nail. They win after a two-point conversion fails near the end of the game to tie it. They had to survive an onside kick that South Carolina got and unfortunately, the Gamecocks could not get into field goal range before time ran out. 27-25, Bama goes to 5-1 on the season. Coming up at the top of the hour, number 8, Tennessee renews their rivalry with Florida. Later tonight, number 9, Ole Miss, they're at Baton Rouge to take on number 13, LSU. Number 11, Iowa State, goes to Morgantown to take on West Virginia. Boulder will be the site for number 18, Kansas State, and Colorado. Both teams looking to get to 5-1 on the season. Number 17, Boise will take on Hawaii out on the Big Island late tonight. And number 16, Utah, last night fell for the second time this season. Arizona State is now 5-1 with a 27-19 win. Over in the Missouri Valley, North Dakota State is a 24-3 winner over Southern Illinois. South Dakota defeats Northern Iowa 42-17. And South Dakota State is a 63-13 winner over Youngstown State. Next week, a huge showdown, North Dakota State and South Dakota State. The Pioneer League, the Tommies, get a win today, 39-32 at Marist to get to 3-3 on the season. They dropped the Foxes, the Red Foxes, to 0-6. But a wild game in Poughkeepsie is, again, you had over 70 points total scored in this game at the FCS level.
All right, Jonathan, great job as always on the scores. And Minnesota, UCLA tonight, 8 o'clock, Big Ten Network. Can the Gophers follow up their huge come-from-behind win in the fourth quarter over USC at Huntington Bank Stadium and take care of business? A very beatable UCLA team at the Rose Bowl tonight. We'll see about that. All right, let's jump into some game reports. Out of the MIAC today, let's start with Bethel in Arden Hills. They hosted McAllister, and the Royals rolled to a big win. Here's Austin Legess with a report.
Thanks, Steve. As you said, this one was all Bethel. They went at 59-0 on homecoming Saturday here in Arden Hills over the Scots out of McAllister. That was large in part to a 35-point first quarter that was highlighted by sophomore out of Coon Rapids, David Giebley's 33-yard touchdown reception from the quarterback Cooper Drew, is a sophomore out of Princeton. And then Joey Kidder, the fifth-year wide receiver out of New Richmond, Wisconsin, had a 31-yard pass just before the end of the opening 15 minutes. This game, as we said, the Royals saw 6 different touchdown scores. Giebley was one of those as he got his first rushing touchdown of 2 today early in the second to make it 42-0. And then a 31-yard field goal by Hugo C. Fuentes made it 45-0. At the break, Bethel's defense gave up just 1 first down in the opening 30 minutes to the Scots. David Giebley in the third, 9 minutes left to go, made it 52-0 with his second rushing touchdown, a 17-yard scamper into the end zone. And then late in the fourth with the second stringers in, sophomore out of Blaine, Minnesota, Tyler Terry gets his first collegiate touchdown reception, a 7-yard pass from quarterback Albert Rundell, a sophomore out of Watertown, got his first collegiate touchdown reception as he saw action in today's game. Looking at the yardage, Bethel put up 596 yards of offense while holding the Scots to 79. For Bethel, 365 of those came through the air, 231 on the ground. For the Scots, they will host Gustavus Adolphus next week in a Skyline Division matchup, while the Royals welcome Augsburg across the Mississippi, and 1 o'clock kickoff for both those teams.
All right, very good, Austin Legess. Once again, Bethel beat McAllister 59-0. Hugh filed that report a little bit earlier. Huge game every year on the calendar in Northfield. The Goat Trophy on the line. Carlton today at St. Olaf. Ole's win. Michael Abdallah filed this report.
St. Olaf reclaimed possession of the Goat Trophy for the first time since 2021 with a 19-13 victory over crosstown rival Carlton at Kleinfield at Manitou. The Ole's held a 17-0 lead midway through the third quarter before the Knights got their offense going as part of a late rally. Carlton scored its second touchdown in a row with 6:18 to go to make it a 17-13 game, but St. Olaf blocked the extra point and ran it back 88 yards for 2 points of its own to push its lead back to 6. Down by 6, the Knights had a first and goal at the 6-yard line with 1:03 remaining, but came up empty on 4 consecutive passes as the Ole's held on for the win. Senior quarterback Theo Doran out of Minneapolis in the Academy of Holy Angels was 21-32 for 248 yards with 2 touchdowns and 1 interception for St. Olaf, while senior Siegel Howard III out of St. Paul in Minnehaha Academy ran for a team-high 73 yards on 14 carries. Fifth-year senior tight end Derek Hansen out of Eagan had 4 catches for 81 yards and caught both of Doran's touchdown passes. After an injury to starting quarterback Jack Curtis, Nick Toole led the attempted comeback for the Knights and finished 13-24 for 128 yards with 1 touchdown and 1 interception. Intense Obono and Tyler Diamond both had over 100 receiving yards and a score for Carlton. With the win, St. Olaf remains undefeated at 5-0 overall and 3-0 in MIAC play and hosts St. Scholastica next Saturday. Carlton fell to 2-3 overall and 1-2 in the MIAC ahead of a trip to St. John's next week.
All right, very good. Michael Abdallah once again from Northfield. St. Olaf wins the Goat Trophy today, beating rival Carlton. That's just wonderful. Great town like Northfield with 2 colleges like that and a terrific long-standing rivalry. Just good stuff. Quick break. We'll come back. Gustavus had a huge win today. We'll have another rundown of the regional scoreboard. Sneak peek at the Big Ten before we say goodbye here on College Football Final News Talk. 830-WCCO. Let's run down that regional scoreboard one more time today on College Football Final this October 12th, 2024. Northern State won at UMD 24-21. Minnesota State won at MSU Moorhead 24-19. Augustana on the road at Minot State, a winner 20-7. Sioux Falls beat Concordia 35-21. Winona State rolled over Mary 48-7. In progress, Wayne State leading Southwest Minnesota State in Marshall 14-0. Late second quarter there. In the MIAC today, finals, Augsburg beat Hamlin 37-27. St. John's wins in Moorhead over Concordia 38-31. Aaron Severson, another big day. Bethel rolled over McAllister 59-0. St. Olaf beat Carlton 19-13. And it was Gustavus beating St. Scholastica 51-13. CJ Seward filed this report.
Gustavus football got back in the win column Saturday with a convincing 51-13 victory over St. Scholastica, improving to 3-2 overall and 2-1 in the MIAC. Jake Breitbach, a senior from Golden Valley, became the program's all-time receiving leader, passing Matthew Boyce for the record, and now has 3,310 career receiving yards, which currently ranks 6th in the MIAC history. The Gusties started the scoring right away as River Wood took the second play of the game 68 yards into the end zone on a pass from Jacob Ginsky, a first year from Owatonna, who got his first career start as a freshman. The defense stood tall in the ensuing Saints possession and blocked a punt by Colton Leschke, a junior from Cannon Falls, eventually setting up a 22-yard field goal by Jack Sieben, a first year from Hastings. A 3-yard punt on the next St. Scholastica possession gave the Gusties a short field, and Wood reached pay dirt from 9 yards out for a 17-0 lead late in the first quarter. The Gusties went up 24-0 early in the second on an 11-play, 67-yard scoring drive that ended on a 12-yard touchdown pass from Ginsky to Breitbach. The Saints ended the shutout on the following drive, scoring on a 19-yard touchdown pass, but the Gusties answered with a 12-play, 83-yard drive capped by an 8-yard touchdown run by Ginsky, and the Gusties carried a 31-7 lead into the locker room at half. Gustavus took a 38-7 lead midway through the third quarter on a 20-yard touchdown pass from Ginsky to Jordan Wold, a sophomore out of Eagan. Three possessions later, the Saints scored their second touchdown of the game, this time on a 30-yard pass, making the score 38-13 at the end of the third quarter. Wood punched in a goal line touchdown early in the fourth, while Walker Hennen, a first-year from Alexandria, scored the final touchdown of the game from 3 yards out late in the fourth. The Gusties outgained the Saints 558-220 in total yards, using a run-heavy approach with 271 yards on the ground. Wood led the rushing attack with 187 yards on 23 carries and 2 touchdowns. He also caught 4 passes for 85 yards and a score, accounting for 272 all-purpose yards. In his first collegiate start, Ginsky completed 15 of 25 passes for 271 yards and 3 touchdowns. Breitbach was the leading receiver with 7 catches for 122 yards and a score. Taylor Stroh, a senior from Jordan, and Jack Klug, a senior from Maple Lake, led the defensive effort with 7 tackles each. Max Olson, a sophomore from Trimont, had 2 sacks, while Nolan Perry, a junior from Rockford, added an interception. Javier Gratacros came up with a fumble recovery as the Gusties were in the shadow of their own goalpost. St. Scholastica entered the game leading the conference with 184.8 rushing yards per game, and the Gustie defense held the Saints to just 28 yards on the ground. Gustavus hits the road next Saturday for a conference game at McAllister.
All right, very good. CJ Seward from Gustavus. Big win for the Golden Gusties today. Let's get over to the WIAC. Some great games. Oshkosh beat La Crosse 34-33. La Crosse is the favorite going into the year this year in the WIAC. They've dropped 2 in a row. Platteville beat River Falls 28-7. Eau Claire rolls over Stevens Point 41-0 today in Eau Claire. And in Menominee, Stout a huge win over Whitewater 29-27. In the UMAC today, they are all finals now. Northwestern beat Greenville 34-14. Martin Luther down Crown 30-14. And it was Morris beating Westminster 16-0, the final in that one. And finally tonight, Golden Gophers on the road. They'll play in the Rose Bowl for the first time since 1962. That was the actual Rose Bowl game. Tonight, a regular season game, a Big Ten game against new entrant UCLA. That is an 8 o'clock start tonight. We've got about a minute. Jonathan Lowe, any of those key games, including Penn State, USC, do you have an update there?
Yes, real quick. It is now tied with 2 minutes to play. Penn State goes down the field, gets a touchdown, tied at 30 at the LA Coliseum between Penn State and USC with 2 minutes to go. Purdue just scored a touchdown, recovered the onside kick. It is in the red zone, 56 seconds to play. Number 23, Illinois, hanging on for dear life, up 40-35. Purdue with the ball, first and 10, inside the 20. And instant update from Champaign! Purdue scores the touchdown. They go up 41-40 with under a minute to play.
Wow, that would be an upset. The Boilermakers have struggled this year. Red River rivalry. Number one Texas will defeat Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Hey, big thanks to Josh Wheeler, our producer. Jonathan Lowe with the Big Ten, the top 25 scores and more. Big thanks to everyone with the game reports. Have a great Saturday.